This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So inflation is coming under control in this country. It's happening slowly, but it is. Here's the thing, though. This is not the only country on the planet that is dealing with rising prices. Inflation has been high, higher than here, and stickier, too, in a whole lot of other places since the worst of the pandemic. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on the It's a Global Economy, Y'all desk today.
Inflation is happening pretty much all around the world, but the Eurozone has gotten an unfairly bad rap, says Pierre Lafourcade of UBS.
The narrative is inflation is running rampant, but that's actually not quite true.
It actually fell to 5.5% in June, which is its lowest since the beginning of last year.
And a lot of that is, of course, because of the energy disinflation.
Next door in the UK, meanwhile, Lafourcade says things are not great.
Right now, the UK is experiencing the mother of all inflation shocks across all categories.
Inflation's running at around 9%, and lower energy prices are not helping much. EY chief economist Gregory Dacko says a lot of things are keeping core inflation high.
Brexit increasing the cost of trade, issues regarding health spending and health inflation.
All while growth is sluggish.
This is the typical stagflationary type of scenario.
Then there's Japan, where some policymakers are actually happy that inflation has gone up. Joe Brusuelis, chief economist at RSM, says remember that for years, Japan had virtually no inflation, even some deflation. And that means
the incentive is to not spend and wait for prices to fall further.
But now that inflation is in the 3% range,
that provided incentives for individuals to spend
and invest in a way Japan hasn't seen, Brusuelis says, in 3 decades. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.